This is Pushing the Odds on SB Nation Radio. Live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios in Las Vegas, here's Matt Perrault.
Well, game one was pretty eventful. 6-4 win, 10 goals scored, one empty netter for the Vegas Golden Knights, but they have a 1-0 lead on the Washington Capitals. Game two tonight. Westwood One is where you're going to be able to hear our next guest, Kenny Albert, joining us on the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans Hotline. Kenny, Matt Perrault, how are you?
I'm great, Matt. How are you?
I'm wonderful. So you've been around the NHL and you've been around sports a long time. I'm curious to get your reaction to the pregame ceremony and what you saw that Vegas put on before game number one and the reaction inside the building afterwards.
Oh, I think it's tremendous. A lot of fun to watch. I was here in Vegas for games 3 and 4 of the Winnipeg series working on the TV side on NBC and NBCSN and similar pregame ceremonies prior to those games. And it's remarkable, you know, when you think back to 2 years ago, Vegas didn't even have a team at this point, and last year they didn't have any players, and here we are in the Stanley Cup final, and the city's just taken, you know, such a hold to the Golden Knights right from the start. Unfortunately, the tragedy on October 1st and the terrific ceremony prior to the home opener, and that really seemed to galvanize the city and bring everybody together, and really enjoyed the ceremony, you know, the show before the game, and we'll see what the Golden Knights have in store tonight.
I know you're calling it. I'm not going to ask you. You're obviously not pulling for either side here, but do you have an opinion on whether or not the Knights need to lose before they win? That narrative is out there. People are saying that this is too fast for Vegas if they were to win the Cup.
They only need three more to win the Cup, so I'm sure they wouldn't mind that, winning the next three games. But it's one of the most amazing stories that I've ever seen in sports. I know Eddie Olczyk, one of my colleagues at NBC, he said that in his opinion this is the greatest season by a professional sports team in history, all time, any sport, any season, any team. And I would tend to agree. Prior to the season, you know, during the expansion draft, obviously the rules were relaxed a little bit prior to past drafts, but the Golden Knights were still only selecting between the 10th and 12th best player off every roster. They did make some other ancillary moves at the time to pick up a second player from certain teams and some extra draft picks and some shrewd moves at the trade deadline. And obviously they have an outstanding goaltender in Marc-Andre Fleury, who's won three Cups, but you couldn't find anybody prior to the season that would have expected more than 20, 25, maybe even 30 wins max for the Golden Knights this year. I don't know if any other general manager would have traded his roster for the Golden Knights roster, so I think that's what makes it even more remarkable and even more special.
Kenny Albert joining us. You can hear his call tonight of Game 2 on Westwood 1 and SiriusXM's NHL channel, the Vegas Golden Knights hosting the Washington Capitals. And I think that's the great point you just made about after the draft was over, nobody was taking this team to win more than 30, 35 games max. No one was taking them to make the playoffs. And that's why I think the naysayers who were coming out of the woodwork and saying that it was, quote, rigged. I've seen that from some Canadian media members saying that the draft was rigged and the NHL planned this for happening to happen. It's bad for hockey that the Knights are in the finals. Where are you on this story in terms of the Knights being in the finals? Is it good for hockey or bad for hockey?
It's great for hockey, and what you just said, you know, rigged and all that, that's the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard, because, again, they were drafting the 10th to 12th best player from every team. So if it were a fantasy draft, the NHL teams protected the top 300 players in the league, right? So, you know, for anyone to say it's rigged and the NHL, you know, nobody could have predicted this would happen. You have to give so much credit to George McPhee and his staff for the moves they made, but again, October 1st, you poll the other 30 GMs, I doubt any of them would have traded their roster for the Golden Knights roster. Now, that's not to say there aren't some great players on this roster. You know, you're looking at James Neal, who's been to a Stanley Cup final with Nashville. He's had a great career. You know, if you look at the individual players, they're all good players, but they weren't the players protected by their teams. So, do I think it was rigged? Absolutely not.
Well, one of those guys, one of those really talented players, Jonathan Marchessault, is going to be available tonight. Tom Wilson will not be suspended by the NHL. That's a first-liner for the Washington Capitals. It's a pretty big break for Washington, depending on where you come down on the hit, but big news to have Wilson available, isn't it, tonight?
Yeah, I'm not surprised. I don't think it was a suspendable hit. It was definitely a penalty, and mm-hmm. Wilson did get a penalty on the play. Maybe he should have gotten 4 minutes, but certainly, you know, I think that's the opinion of most hockey observers, that it was not a hit that he would have been suspended for. So not a surprise at all that he'll be in the lineup.
He's a guy, obviously, protecting Ovechkin, and a guy who does, you know, bring some physicality. He had 79 hits so far in the playoffs, leads the Capitals. What was, did Game 1 go the way you thought it was going to go? Because I was surprised that the Capitals chose to go up-tempo with Vegas.
I didn't think it would be that high scoring, for sure. You know, I would have expected maybe a 3-2 game, so that was surprising. I felt like over the first 15 minutes, you know, it was somewhat of a feeling out process, more so on the Capitals' mm-hmm. part. You know, the Golden Knights came out and did what they do. They skated, they played fast. You know, they scored another early goal, which we've seen throughout these playoffs. But it took the Capitals some time, I think, to get into it. They had only one shot the first 13 minutes or so. You know, and then the two quick goals, 42 seconds apart, to take the lead in bang-bang fashion. But you know, I think there were probably nerves on both sides. Only three players, Fleury, Orpik, and Neal, had ever played in a Stanley Cup final game. And
yeah,
it definitely seemed to take Washington some time to get into their game.
Marc-Andre Fleury had a couple of soft goals he gave up in game number one. I'm expecting a much better version of him coming up tonight. Do you agree?
Yeah, I would think so. And Braden Holtby, too. Holtby gave up five. These are two goalies who have had tremendous success throughout their careers in the playoffs. Fleury, obviously, you know, you look at what he's done, 13-3 in the playoffs, four shutouts. Holtby came in back-to-back shutouts, game mm-hmm. 6 and 7 against Tampa, and then he gives up five. So I think both goalies will definitely be better.
I'm also, you know, it's interesting because the ice here in Vegas, and you've been here, so you understand that the temperature we're dealing with today, that, you know, it's approaching 100 degrees at dropping of the puck. I mean, how much did you see the puck bouncing, and did you see the ice being a big problem in game one?
You know, the only times I really noticed it were during the stoppages when they came out to do some extra work on the ice. We're pretty high up in the press box,
right,
so hard to see some of those bounces, but they did come out a couple of times, which, you know, that's not out of the ordinary. You do see that happen in other arenas as well. But I know I read some quotes yesterday. It seems like they took care of it. And Dan Craig is the NHL's ice specialist. I saw him before the game, before game one. So he's here, so I would think they have it under control.
I wasn't in the building for game one. Was it warm? Was it warm in T-Mobile?
You know, again, I was upstairs. Didn't feel anything out of the ordinary.
Okay.
I know it felt cool when we first walked in from the outside. That felt good when you first walk into the building. So, again, you know, I'm not down at ice level, but to me right. It didn't feel really any different than most other arenas. You know, I didn't feel hotter than usual.
Yeah, and then the other topic people have been bringing up a lot is that the referees pretty much let the guys play, which is what you want in a Stanley Cup final, in my opinion. But given the criticism, do you expect a more closely called game tonight?
I thought they did an excellent job, you know, as far as letting them play in game one. Each team had a power play, and then you had the coincidental minor penalties on Wilson and Perron. And you had two of the best. Wes McCauley, in my opinion, is certainly, if not the best, he's in the top two or three in the league. And Mark Jonette worked game one. You have two other, you know, high-caliber referees tonight. So I think for the most part they'll let them play, but if it gets nasty and gets ugly, they'll have to assess some penalties.
All right, Ken, I'll get out of here on this. If the Knights win it all in say, 10, 15 years, how will you remember this? Would this be one of those things where you get to say, in your resume, I got to call the Stanley Cup with the Vegas Golden Knights in their first year ever winning it all? Would it be a monumental moment for you?
Yeah, I mean, you look back at other expansion teams, the Washington Capitals, 74-75 as an expansion team. They won 8 games all season. The Ottawa Senators won the 10 or 11 their first season. So, again, nobody expected this. If they tell you they did, they're lying, and it will definitely be right up there. And, again, lucky enough to call the Winnipeg series, including the two wins in Vegas and the clinching game. So this entire playoff run. I'll put it this way. Even if the Golden Knights lose the series, it's still one of the greatest seasons of all time by any team in any sport, as Eddie Olczyk said.
I totally, completely agree. Kenny, have a great call tonight. Thanks for the time. Really appreciate it.
Thanks a lot. Anytime. Enjoy the game.
Kenny Albert, Westwood One, Sirius XM's NHL channel tonight on the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans Hotline. Apply simply, understand fully, mortgage confidently.